Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of the Kings of Anglia Tractor Girls Talk podcast. I'm your host, as ever, Ross, and I'm joined by my co-host and town woman skipper, Blue Wilson, for the first show of 2022. So happy new year to all our listeners. Happy new year to you, Blue. How are you? How was your Christmas in Mauritius?
Yeah, it was great. Thanks, Ross. I hope you had a nice Christmas and new year. Back in Ipswich now. Dropped about 30 degrees over the past 2 weeks, but I'm happy to be back, having a nice break over Christmas. How was your break?
It was very chill. And it was more cold than I'm sure Mauritius was. We saw your pictures and your videos. They looked very nice indeed. Yeah, it was what it was, really. But we're back for another podcast with a special guest with us. I'm going to let you introduce her. A very special guest indeed. But a quick little update on your recovery. And what was that like just being on the beach? Of course, you know, only a month since your surgery, but I'm sure it was just nice to relax a little bit.
Yeah, it was really nice. I think we called it warm weather rehab in the end, as in a bit of an excuse. But yeah, I did quite a lot of rehab out there. I'd go early in the gym in the morning to get it all done and then sort of chill the rest of the day. But it was nice to have a different scenery for a little bit. Because we know how long this process is going to be. So, yeah, it was really nice. But I'll introduce my new rehab buddy who, you know, copied my injury, sadly enough. But, yes, we've got Sophie Peskett joining us. How are you, Sophie?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Things are going really well, actually. So, yeah, I'm good.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, and yeah. We were joking, of course, in the green room about it's not a joke, really, because you've got both suffered really serious injuries. You both had to have surgery. But, Pesk, what has been the recovery been like? And I'm sure you didn't go to Mauritius for rehab. You had to probably stay in cold England. But how is everything going on so far?
Yeah, no, I was in cold England. But it was nice to actually go home for Christmas, see my family. So, yeah, it's all going really well. I've sort of started to up the rehab a bit, as Blue has as well, as I've noticed. So, yeah, I'm just sort of hoping that Blue don't get too bored of me, which I'm I don't think she will.
No, I don't think she will at all. I don't think you will, Blue. And of course, both of you were at the Gold Star on Sunday, so I'm sure fans love to see that. Was that the first time, Blue, you were back at the Gold Star since your surgery, I think, was it? I don't know if you've been back there or not.
Before Christmas? I don't know. I think it might have been the first time back, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was very cold. I forgot my gloves as well, so that wasn't good.
And your hot water bottle.
And my hot water bottle. So, yeah, we've got a story, actually. Was it your birthday, Pesk?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, yeah, so found out about her ACL, I think, the day before or 2 days before. And then it was your birthday. So we went to Milsom's with Joe. So Joe took us out for lunch, all expenses paid, which is very kind of him. And he said, oh, I'm going to be late. So it was an hour late, as standard for Joe. You just expected it. You were sitting there waiting. And he turns up. And he's got, yeah, I've got your presents. And he got us two hot water bottles for the sideline, which was quite nice. But I keep forgetting mine. Pesca's very good at remembering yours.
Yeah, I saw it. It's branded in Ipswich colours and badge. So I thought, oh, I looked good, Pesk. I'm sure you got that from the club shop. We're not plugging go and get the hot water bottles, but it's always good to keep warm on that bench in cold Felixstowe. And we'll get into now. Let's get right into it. Segues nicely into the game. First game of 2022 ended in a 1-1 draw against Pompey. Natasha Thomas scoring her 11th goal of the season to open the scoring. But then Pompey got an equaliser in the second half. And it's the first draw. Little stat here. I stole it from Kieran, by the way. Took it from his report. The first draw since August 2019, which, fine enough, we'll be doing some questions with Pesk later on in the podcast. That was her debut. I think that was Blue's debut as well. A 1-1 draw for the first time since August 2019. So we've not been involved in withdrawals for Lily Open. Well, it's been 2 years. We'll be 3 years. It would have been 3 years in this summer, but it isn't. But Blue, overall, your thoughts on the 1-1 draw? Some people will say it was a point gain, but also maybe 2 points lost. But what do you reckon?
I think overall, performance-wise, we played some really good passages of play. So if you look at that purely, there's probably elements of the game where we were at our best or towards the best we've been this season. But just creating clear-cut chances, they just didn't happen. And that's why it resulted in a 1-1 draw. I think we controlled the game, but Pompey are a good side. I think they'll challenge teams at the top like Southampton and maybe Oxford. But yeah, I mean, it's a point. It's better than losing a game. We're still sort of around the mid-season. So there's a lot to play for. I think like the fans said on Twitter and Joe said at full time, we've still got so much to play and so many points to capitalise on. So yeah, it's a point, but we've just got to look forward now to Hounslow and then the games after because we've got a busy month.
We do have indeed. And Peskett, let's talk about the goal. EK, great cross for Tash's header. And I'm sure a lot of fans, I myself, have been missing your pace down that wing, down on the right. But it was a great ball from EK. It was from a corner, and I think Maddie then had to hold off a player. She lost the ball, but then EK got it. And a nice cross in to Tash. What's your overall thoughts on the performance and that goal?
Yeah, I thought we played some really good football at times. It's a shame, obviously, we couldn't go through with a win. But again, it was a very good goal. Obviously, you can always count on Tash to get a header. I do miss putting crosses in the box for her. But again, EK clearly been practicing them crosses to make up for it. So, yeah, no, it's good that we've got quite a lot of depth in our squad. Everyone can do different jobs. So, yeah, I think it was a good goal. Shame we couldn't have got a couple more, really.
Yeah, I think that's one thing, Blue. We weren't clinical enough, were we? We didn't really test the Pompey keeper enough to really... definitely in the first half, we dominated, really. We were a full control. It was a scrappy opening 10 minutes. That's what I thought. But when we got that goal, I thought, here we go. Could go on and score a few more. What's your thoughts going into that until half-time?
Half-time, I think... yeah, like I said before, I thought we were in control pretty much the whole game. Maybe towards the last sort of 15 minutes, we then didn't panic, but I could sense that there was a bit of like withdrawing, like we need to win every game. But yeah, I think it's such a difficult because it's so fine margins, and you've got to be clinical. I think goals from crosses don't happen that often. So it was a nice to see a goal like that. I actually thought it came off like Tash's hip or something, but yeah. I haven't watched it back. It's a good finish. So yeah, we just need to build on that, and I'm sure they'll be doing finishing and training this week.
Definitely. And I wanted to ask you, Pesk, I try to ask all the players this, of course, with the weather being rubbish, we were lucky the game was even on because we had a lot of rainfall in Suffolk on Saturday. So the game, thankfully, was on. And of course, you have to train over the other side, so you can't actually train on the pitch you're playing. As a player, what do you feel about that? I'm sure you don't like it because it feels very grassroots and, you know, it's not actually going to be the pitch you're actually playing on.
Yeah, it sort of doesn't feel as like professional as you sort of want. It's always, you want to sort of get a feel for what the pitch is going to be. You don't want to step on the pitch and touch the ball and think, oh, this is the first time I've like received the ball on this pitch. And then you sort of might take 10, 15 minutes to get used to it. So I don't think it's good for anyone, but at the same time, everyone's in the same situation. We sort of play it on it every week. So I think we should sort of have a good idea of that it's going to be a bit of a bobbly pitch. But I did see the girls sort of went out to do some finishing on there with the forwards did that. So I guess a few of them did get a couple touches on there. So that's always good. But yeah, I don't think it's ideal, really.
Definitely not. And with the Felixstowe pitch, it looked actually all right, to be fair. When you actually saw it from afar, you went, actually looks good. Playing on it is a different story, really. But luckily, they're able to sort out. It wasn't as many puddles. I know there was a bit of puddle in the dugouts, I'm sure. You had to get your wellies out. But I think the goal mouse weren't too bad. Before we get into Pompey's goal, I want to quickly mention, you know, Bonnie. She had to play centre-half. I think she was playing centre-half, weren't she? I remember her at full-time. And when she was going home, she quickly just said to me, went, how do you think I got on centre half? And I thought she did really well. What's your thoughts on that, Blue?
Yeah, I remember hearing the starting lineup and thinking, oh, Bonnie at centre back. Wow. But yeah, I think she did really well. You couldn't tell that she hadn't played that position. And I'm sure she has played that position in her career. I'm sure she has at some point, but you couldn't tell that wouldn't be her normal position this season. So I thought she was really solid, as usual, with Bonnie. You rarely get a below average performance. She's always at it, always consistent, always really good. And that's what you need. So yeah, I thought it was nice depth of squad to bring her in. But yeah, I don't know whether she'll continue to play that. But I thought she did really well.
I think so too. And I'm sorry to bring you in now, Pescat, to talk about Pompey's goal. But it was a set piece goal. It was a free kick. Sarah palmed it away. Unfortunately, there was no one there to clear it. And they just whack it into the top of the net, basically. It wasn't a great goal to concede, but it's just one of those goals that can happen.
Yeah, do you know what? When they sort of gave the foul, I didn't want to say anything on the bench, but I had a bad feeling. Blue, did you have the same thing?
Yeah.
I just had a bad feeling. I was just thinking, oh, God. But yeah, it's not a good goal to concede. I do think if you look at it, that's going to be a goal that we're going to concede, if you know what I mean. You sort of would expect it. But again, that's where we just sort of need to sharpen up, I guess, and just stay concentrated the whole game, because it's just silly to concede a silly goal like that.
And of course, Blue, we don't concede many goals. Unfortunately, we conceded three against Oxford before Christmas, but to concede another goal here, what was your feeling like when we conceded? And, you know, I felt it was coming a little bit. I think Pompey were getting into the game a tiny bit. We're still being ourselves. We're still in control of the game. But just Pompey were just a little five-minute spell there. They were really challenging us, and we had to really defend well. And unfortunately, we conceded that free kick and they scored from it.
Yeah, I think, like Pescat said, the position of the free kick was a really nice position. But yeah, it's just the nature of the goal where you see it, Sarah's palmed it away, and all it takes is all of us to be switched on to run and just clear the ball. So it's frustrating to see, but we've all been there where we've watched the ball coming in and been caught watching and then not been ready for... Because, I mean, I guess we're used to Sarah just claiming everything. Yeah. So it's a slight downfall of Sarah. You're just used to trusting her. But yeah, goal conceded. Hopefully we bounce back with a clean sheet this week. I think we're probably favourites to come back with a clean sheet this week. But we'll have to see. I think defensively this season we've been unbelievable. But maybe just taking a bit of a blip.
Definitely. And Pescat, I'll sort of let you have the final notes on the game. Of course, another good crowd down at the Gold Star. 300 plus were there. Any other notes from the game you'd like to add? And any little funny stories on the bench? Anything was said there?
I'm trying to think. Well, Blue, you weren't actually on the bench with us, were you?
No, I
somehow claimed a seat. I looked at Charlie and I said, Charlie, can I sit here? And he said, today you'll be all right. And I said, you said that to me last time. He says it to me every time, because obviously if there's no room, I'm going to be chucked off. But luckily I claimed a seat next to Nicola, so we did have a laugh actually. So yeah, it was good. But yeah, just a shame we couldn't get the 3 points.
Definitely. And actually, Blue, I'll quickly go to you and then we'll get into question time with Pesk. What did you think of Pompey? First time we're playing them competitively in the league. We played them, of course, in the FA Cup during that great run, you know, when we played Man City, and we played them in a friendly at the end of last season in that summer sort of pre-season we had. But what do you think of them?
Yeah, tough team. Really tough team. I think I kind of knew that going into it. I think me and Pesk during the week, we were like, oh, this is going to be a tough game on Sunday. It's going to be a real test. But one thing sort of sticks out for me, their fans were probably the rowdiest that I've seen this season. I think it was four in particular who just shouted. I think they called them the Minties or something because of their kit, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. But yeah, it was a strange game in that respect because they were chanting a lot. Some things against our players, which I thought was quite funny. I know Paige Peake picked up on a few when she was kind of laces and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's good. It's a good part of the game. Another thing that sticks out in my mind about the game actually is Summer Hughes' yellow card. So what's happened is because the pitch is boggy, and I'm not sure if she's wearing studs, but she's run to get the ball right at the end of the game. And there's been a few challenges which you thought, oh, that should have been a yellow, but the ref hasn't given any of them. Anyway, Summer has full-on just slipped. She's just fallen on her ass. And I'm thinking, well, she's just fallen on her ass. The players run into her. And the ref is just coming over for a chat, please, and giving the yellow. We're all like, she's literally just slipped over. And I think Joe grabbed him off the game. But yeah, that was a comical moment that I was laughing about with, I think, Lucy O'Brien at the time.
Definitely. And I think that's it for the Pompey game. We'll leave it as it is. Yeah. It's a point. Move on to Hounslow. But before that, it is question time with Peskett. She said, oh, can you give me the questions first? I went, no, Peskett. It's not how it works. You get interviewed. This is how you get interviewed. But don't worry, it is going to be very easy. The first question is the question I always like to ask people. And it's basically, how did you get into football? Who inspired you? You know, I'm sure you would have, when you were young kids, you know, you would have just seen it on TV. But how did you first get in football?
I'd say, well, I've got a twin brother. So the first time I remember playing football was I went in the car to take him to training with my mum. And then I got there, I think we were 5 years old, and I got out. I didn't plan on playing. I think I was just wearing my little trainers. And I was like, mum, can I play? Like when I got out. And then we went up to the coach and my mum was like, oh, can she join in? And then they were like, oh, they've got a B5, because I think he thought I was younger at the time.
Yeah.
Probably quite little. And then so they were like, she was like, oh no, they're twins. So they sort of said, oh yeah, she could join in. And then since then I just went every week. And then I sort of just played in a boys team with my brother till I think I was about 10. And then I joined a girls team and like played with the boys on a Saturday and the girls on a Sunday, I think. So I'd play like with two teams. And then I got into Essex RTC when I was, I think, like 13. So yeah, I'd say probably having a twin brother, because we were obviously the same age, I was never really on my own. I could sort of always play with someone. So that was nice.
Yeah, and of course, Blue, I'm sure, like everybody else, we know how quick Peskett is. Have you always been that quick, Pesk?
No. Like, I don't remember being quick. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm honest with you. I think maybe being quite little, having to like play against bigger people, maybe I just, my legs had to move a bit quicker, maybe. I don't know.
I remember when you were at Essex and I was at Essex. I'm not sure if we're in the same age group, but I remember you being quite quick. So maybe because you've always been quick, you never realise.
Maybe. Well, yeah, that's the question to ask Blue then.
Yeah, I think
you've answered it.
I think you've always been quick.
Maybe,
but yeah, you showed me. Was it yesterday? You showed me a photo of you when you were younger.
Yeah,
absolutely tiny. Like honestly, Ross, so small.
Yeah. I think I was like 10. I can't remember how old it was, but yeah.
Funny. Hopefully that I have to bring out when you get to the Super League. I have to bring that out from the beginning to now. No, it's staying in the archive, the family Peskett archive.
I think so.
And of course, you joined Town through that, you know, great generation we've had. The, you know, the 21s generation with, you know, yourself, Blue, Paige Peak, Manny Biggs, many other names that I've could mention there. Of course, you made your debut at 16 years of age at 1-1 draw against Wimbledon. What's your memories from that game? I know it's 2 years ago now, but were you nervous going into that? You know, 16-year-old going and playing against, you know, some experienced players at that level.
I feel like at the time, I sort of like, at 16, you sort of don't overthink anything, do you? You sort of just get on with it. So I probably was nervous, but I don't really remember being too nervous. And I think, again, at the time, I remember Joe didn't really expect anything of me. I remember he sort of just said, like, go into it, enjoy it. So I feel like, if anything, I'm probably more nervous now because I feel like I've got to almost prove myself. Whereas then I just wanted to enjoy it, which, to be honest, I think is better, really. Because, I think I went in and I played all right, clearly. So, yeah, I think... I don't know. Yeah, I don't really remember being nervous.
Of course, that game, Blue, I think that was your debut as well, competitive debut. So let's bring back memories from yourself. You know, can you remember much from that game? I think Laffey got, I think it was a late equaliser. I think we went 1-0 down. And I think Laffey then scored to make it 1-1. That was Laffey's, I think, second or third appearance. She made a debut against Cambridge and scored a late winner. And now, once again, she's part of that generation as well.
Yeah, I'm the opposite to Pesk, actually. I remember being, I think, really nervous for that game. Whereas now,
big,
I don't really
You're a big summer signing, that was why. You're a big summer signing from Man City. Blue Webson's the name.
But I think, like now, I don't really get that nervous for games or when I did play games. I think that might be different when me and Pesk come back. I don't know that the first feeling when we joke about us playing the same game when we come back and me assisting Pesk's goal and then doing knee slides. That's the plan anyway. I'm still yet to convince Pesk on the knee slide, but, you know, we'll work on it.
We'll work on
it. To work on it.
Do you know what, Blue, though? Don't you think from chatting to you as well, I feel like we get more nervous, like, not playing. Personally, like, I get really nervous now before games because we are in have no control, really, other than just to be there for everyone, which is weird.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a massive fan of watching games, especially the game of the weekend where it's really tight. I think when we go up, say, 2-0 in the first half, we're okay. But when it gets a bit tight, I'm like, I'm walking around, like, I can't do anything. But I guess we'll have to learn to live with that and then affect it when we can come back.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's going to be one hell of a day. Blue Wilson, Sohu Pesket on that team sheet, going out and playing. It's going to be one just great day. Hopefully, we'll see. Unfortunately, next season, but can't wait for it. Next up, really, Pesket, is to talk about your first few goals. You scored a brace against Kent Football United. I probably don't remember that game because that's once again 2 years ago. And then you scored a hat-trick against Stevenage, 7-0 win that was. So two games there, five goals. Can you remember much from those two games? I'm sure it was great to score your first goal. I think Kent Football United, I think that was a hot day down in Dartford. Because I think they play in Dartford, not actually Kent. Can you remember much from there? And I'm sure scoring a hat-trick would have been great as well.
Do you know what? I actually think I watched the Kent game back a couple of weeks ago. And it was so funny to watch. Like, I remember at the time, like, I was quite happy. And then now I look at it and I'm like, I remember the goal. I think it was like I kicked it and it like rebounded off and then went in the goal.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I can really remember from that game, to be honest. But I remember really enjoying the Stevenage game. That was a good game for me. Kent, I can't remember too much from that, to be honest. That was a while ago.
Was the Stevenage one the goal you scored, like the scoop?
That left-headed it, yeah.
I remember that. That was a nice one.
Yeah, I don't know, I was feeling a bit cheeky that game, I think. I don't know why.
Well, you scored a hat-trick, that's probably why as well. It was a wet day as well. I remember out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I've looked back at pictures and the highlights and it is just halfway through the game. It was terrible weather. And of course, on a 3G pitch as well. So was it 4G pitch? What do you call them? It's a 3G?
Whatever
they're called. But of course, you've got a good goal scoring record. Got your little stats here. 19 goals in 33 games. Not too bad for a winger. I don't know your assists, but I'm sure there's a lot of assists involved there as well, Pesk. Do you always like to score goals if you can? I know it's a stupid question really to ask, but you're always happy to add in goals when you can?
I mean, everyone likes scoring goals, don't they?
Yeah.
It's a hard one. I wouldn't say like goals are, what's the word, like a way of sort of, like for a striker, for example, you'd sort of base their performance off of goals in some ways. Whereas for me, if I don't score, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I had a bad performance. But again, it always helps and it does give me a bit of confidence. But I think as long as I'm assisting as well, I think if I'm creating lots of chances, then I'm happy. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Blue is always going to be mentioned because you're all part of that team who played against Man City. We'll forgive out the result because the result is what it is. But what's your memories from that game? People, of course, will just be hearing this on audio, but Pesky's like, oh, no. But what's your memories from the game? Of course, a great experience for all of you players playing against, you know, Steph Horton, many other players, Georgia Stanway, Lauren Hemp. You know, what's your memories from that game playing against those sort of players?
I mean, yeah, it was a crazy day. I think it was quite an emotional day, actually, because like we all sort of had a lot of hope in that game. I remember like being told, "Oh, it's one in a million." And I think we—I don't know about you, Blue—like we genuinely believed it. Like,
yeah.
I genuinely thought this is just something special, which it was. But yeah, it was sort of a very good sort of learning curve for all of us, I think, because I do think if we hadn't have played that game, we all wouldn't have been as aware of like what it actually takes to get to the top. Because I think I saw that and it put it all into perspective for me. So I'm sort of glad it happened. So, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, from being history makers to them, you becoming making history at the football club, becoming the first pro signing that deal. And what was that like, getting that news from Joe, the gaffer, you know, saying you're going to be signing a pro contract and making history at the football club?
Yeah, it was really nice. I was obviously really happy. Being the first as well is always nice. Get quite a few followers from it, so that was good. But yeah, no, it was really good, and it just shows where the club's going, really. And it's nice that we can have quite a lot of us on them as well. Like, what is it, 10, I think?
Yeah.
So it's nice that's quite a lot that they've been able to offer out, which is really nice.
That's good. And unfortunately, you know, Blue signed that pro deal as well, and both of you, unfortunately, have suffered season-ending injuries. When you got told that news, I'm sure it was heartbreaking. Had you had many injuries before that? Once again, you are still so young, so I'm sure there's not much of a long list of injuries you had, but was that the first proper setback you've had?
Yeah, I think the only other injury I had before then was I hurt my ankle. Yeah. But again, I think I was training after less than a week. My injury record has been pretty clean so far, but which is always good. But I think it was sort of coming. So it wasn't nice to hear. But again, sort of, it's nice that sort of me and Blue got it together. I think it would have been a lot harder if it was one of us. We can sort of ask each other questions, but sometimes it doesn't help when, say, Blue asked me a question and I'm like, no, I haven't had that. And she's like, oh. But it is nice to sort of have someone that I know is going to be there in the gym all the time. Because, again, like, you sort of have people like in the gym doing rehab at the same time. But when you know that in the next couple of weeks or whatsoever that they're going to be going out, I sort of always know that Blue's going to be there. So that's good.
And Blue, I'll go over to you.
Had you ever thought of like what would happen if you did your ACL? Because obviously it's a big injury in football, possibly the worst one apart from a broken leg, maybe, like for me anyway. But had you ever thought about if I did my ACL, what would happen? Like, had you ever put your mind through that process before doing it?
I think I thought about it, not a lot, but I feel like everyone, it's hard. You don't want to think about injuries. But you do sort of imagine like what you'd be like in that situation. And I guess you never really know until you're in it. But I think, Blue, I remember us having a conversation in pre-season about it. Because you'd just come back from your calf? Whatever you did. And I remember we were just talking about like a long-term injury. And we were like, oh, could never. Like, couldn't do that. But then it happens and you're like, okay, we move. Like, you've got to get on with it.
Yeah.
But it is nice because I guess you sort of go through things that you never thought you'd be able to, which is quite motivating for me. So, yeah.
It's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Definitely. And of course, some of these pitches you have to play on as well aren't always great. It's always worrying, or could I get injured on this pitch? And, you know, Pesca, how does your sort of injury come about? Was it just in training, or was it on another pitch somewhere?
Yes, it was on an Astro. I'm just scared to play an Astro now, to be honest.
Yeah.
As I know, I've heard that Astro doesn't help with injuries like that. But again, we train on Astro every week. So I think it was just sort of wrong timing, bad luck, which again, you sort of look at it and think, oh, could I have done that differently? But again, like, you can't really do anything about it. So yeah, sort of. I don't know. It's just one of them where you've got to just get on with it, really, haven't you? So, yeah.
Definitely. And Blue, you were saying, on both of you were saying off air that you've been looking at each other's scars, been looking, of course, you both got it on the same leg. So have you been checking that out?
Yeah, so our scars are a different surgeon. And yeah, they're really different. So I've got one really big scar. It looks like they've just like cut up my knee and then just like split my knee open. It's pretty grim. But it's neater than I thought it would be. But Peskets, I'll let you describe yours. there's loads of little cuts.
Oh yeah, so there's one like big one at the side, and then there's four sort of, what did you say, Blue? Tell them what I could draw on it.
So you know when you're a kid and you did those doodles and you drew those S's and joined up, that's what you could do, one of those S's that you used to doodle with.
I think I'm gonna bring a pen to training tomorrow. We'll do it.
Yeah, we do need to do it.
We'll
actually
do it. I can't remember how to do it, so you're gonna have to teach me. But yeah.
I'll have to look on YouTube tonight.
Yeah, but we do compare scars quite a lot.
You got two. Unfortunately, it's the same injury, so you're like, yeah, comparing and, you know, yeah, wondering, asking different questions, which I think has been great for both of you. You know, it's not great both of you suffering this injury, but at least you've both been able to go on this journey together, and I'm sure we'll get you on Peskett more podcasts to get updates on how both your rehab is doing. Any other notes, any more questions, Blue, for Peskett, for her career so far? Or any little funny stories you want to add in?
Who's your footballing idol? Who's your favourite player?
I think you know who I'm going to say, don't you?
No, I'm not sure. That's what I'm asking.
Do you know what? I don't have one that's like from like when I was growing up. Like, I can't really think. Like, there was a few, obviously, I don't know, like Santi Cazorla that I used to like. But yeah, definitely now it would be Saka. And I knew you knew I was going to say that, but yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We told the story about, Kieran came on and told it, didn't he? About the stuff.
Of course he did.
We've got to get your reaction on that. Good old K-Dog putting that out of the bag. What was your reaction when you saw that, you know, seeing your idol on screen?
Yeah, so he actually texted me about 4 weeks before, and he said, look, I tried to get this done. I couldn't get it sorted because he tried to get it for before surgery.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's really nice. Like, I really like the idea. I said, thank you, Kieran. I really appreciate it. But I was a bit like, and I said to my brothers, because they're big Arsenal fans too, and I was like, imagine if like that actually did, that would be sick. And I thought, oh, it won't happen. And then he texted me and said, oh, I've got something to hand over to you. Are you going to be at training? So I thought, oh, I was wrecking my brain. And I was a bit stupid. They didn't link up, and I didn't think, oh yeah, it's going to be that. Mainly because I thought, oh, well, it's gone now, it's too late. So I was like, oh. So I've turned up to training, and I actually turned up a bit late because I was seeing a physio. And I've got there and I'm like, Kieran, can I have my present? And he was like, what makes you think it's a present? And I was like, well, you said you've got a hand something over to me, so like, that's what I'm going to think, aren't I? And then he was just acting so weird. And he was like, do you want it now? And I was like, yeah. So then he was like, at least she's just standing there. And I'm like, you got it? And he was like, oh, I've sent it to you. So I was like, oh, okay. Open up WhatsApp and it just says Merry Christmas. And I watched it and I was like, no, I can't watch it. Because I was like, I don't know why. And then I think I did shed a tear, I'm not going to lie. But yeah. So yeah, that was good. If you're listening, Kieran,
He will be. Good old K-Dog. Of course he will be.
He'll never live it down, though.
No, never.
He will not forget it. But do you know what? I don't really blame him because
it was good.
That's good from him.
Yeah.
It was very good.
He's going to be shedding a tear right now hearing your thoughts and your reaction on that. So
I'm glad.
Big up K-Dog. Well, we'll move on to the final section of the podcast and back to league action. Hounslow are in town. Of course, a 6-0 opening day win against them at the start of the season. Tash, of course, scored our 100th goal for the club in that game and scored a brace. Lucy O'Brien scored the first goal of the season before Blue then topped it. Hounslow, of course, not a great team. Sorry, just put it out there. 10 games, 10 defeats. Blue, how are you feeling going into this game? Will you be there at the Gold Star again?
Yes, I will be. I think we'll go into the game confident with the form that they're in and obviously previous results. But anything can happen in football. But you'd like to think this will be a comfortable win. But yeah, again, we've got to be clinical and hopefully we'll get the goal difference up because it might come in handy towards the end of the season.
That is, yeah, we haven't scored as many goals as we probably liked. We haven't seen a 6-0 win for a while, so that'd be nice. Yeah. And of course, Blue, that was your debut as captain in that game. So I've asked you a few times already, but what's your memories from coming out, leading the team out and, you know, wearing an armband for the first time?
I think that was probably the other game that I've been nervous for in when I've been playing for Ipswich. That was probably another game because obviously it's just new, different experience, don't know what to expect. But yeah, it was a good game. I played well. And I was, yeah, obviously at the start of the season, I was really ready for this season. I thought this was going to be the season of my life. And it started really well. And then obviously ACL came and slapped me in the face. But yeah, it was an enjoyable day. I think afterwards, Kieran then told me that I was wearing the armband on the wrong arm. I didn't even realise that was a thing. So I got a bit of stick from that. I was like, Kieran, why didn't you tell me before? He's like, oh, I didn't want to affect you. But yeah, I learned from that. And then it went on my other arm after that.
Yeah, I think we need to sometimes let Bonnie know because sometimes she's got it the wrong way around. I've got a few pictures and I need to show her some of the pictures that I've got. It's sort of wrong way around. But I think I'm sure it can be annoying. Sometimes I don't know if it does slip off during the game or anything like that.
It's quite thick. It's quite a thick armband. It's not comfortable, but maybe I just need to get in the gym. I don't know.
Yeah, you do need to get those games, don't you?
Yeah. I do need to get back on.
You do.
And Pesky, you played in that game as well, but had to come off, had to come on as a substitute. What's your memories from that game, opening day of the season?
Yeah, it was a good game. I think I like to think I made an impact when I come on. It was a good game. Yeah, Blue, very good from you, captain.
Thanks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think we just went into that game knowing we're going to score a few goals. Hounslow, unfortunately, on the team they're in at the moment. This is a game, Blue, we need to score goals, don't we, really, to add to that goal difference, as you mentioned. Your prediction for the game?
I'm going to go bold, 7-0.
The goals are going to spread about, or is Tash going to score a few and then other players? Hopefully a set-piece goal. Paige Peake needs a goal, doesn't she?
I'd love a Paige Peake goal.
Header.
Yeah. I think Barrett will get two, Tash will get two, and then I'm not sure about the others, but I'll put Paige down for one. I'll put Paige down for one, and then whoever wants to step up, to be honest.
I'd like Anna to get a goal.
Give her a bit of...
Do you think she's fully back fit now? She's, you know, had them injuries as well at the start of the season. She started last week. Do you think how's she feeling, you know, Pesk, from seeing her in training and seeing her playing again?
Yeah, I think she's doing well. She needs to gain a bit of confidence again from not playing for a while, which obviously takes time. And to be fair, she's come in at a hard time because we had quite a few hard games. Yeah. So I think it'll be nice for her to play, hopefully, in a game where we have got a few goals. I think the last time I remember, was it Keynsham? Was the last game we won quite a lot. And yeah, I remember Anna played in that game. I think it will be nice to see her get a couple this weekend, hopefully. She's doing really well.
Yeah, I'm just quickly looking at the fixtures. So, yeah, we beat Crawley Wasps 4-0 in the FA Cup. And then that's the only other game we've scored. Plymouth, sorry. We of course, scored 5 against them, but that was on October, or Halloween, and MK Dons won 3-0. So we haven't scored as many goals as we probably want to, definitely in the last few games. But, the Kingsham game, 11 goals. I think you played in that game, didn't you, Pesk? And I think you scored.
Yeah, that was actually my last game at Felixstowe. Interesting fact. I'm glad it was that game, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a good game to see out the season.
I think so too. What was the last proper game then? Was it London Bees? Was it away? Was that the last game you played? Or was that... That was October 3rd.
Because we had Keynsham, and then I think we had a week off.
Yeah.
And then we had the in-house game, wasn't it, Blue?
Yeah.
And then I think I'd done it on the Wednesday. So.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
But what's your prediction then, Pesk? I think there's going to be a guaranteed penalty during the game. I think someone's going to get hacked in the box, and then we'll, you know, Paige Pete will probably go and score that.
I don't like predicting scores, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. But
that's all right.
I, do you know what? I'll go with same as blue. Actually, I should be different, shouldn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I'll go. Oh, I don't. I'm going to be bold. I'll just go 8-0.
Wow.
8-0.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
well, Hounslow. I didn't want to go lower than you, Blue, so I just thought I'd go higher.
Well,
was it 6-0 before?
Sorry?
Was it 6-0 before?
Yeah, 6-0, yeah.
Okay, so we'll just go add two. And... So, I'll go 8.
I'm sorry to, you know, downgrade them a bit more, but, you know, one of their biggest defeats of the season was 11-0 against Portsmouth the last time, and then Southampton beat them 9-0. So, can we beat 11? That is the question. So 11-0 back in September when they lost. Then Southampton back in September beat them 9-0. But since then, they've done all right, actually. MK Dons, they only lost 5-0. Bridgewater, 3-0. Of course, they're actually out of the FA Cup. They got beaten by Clapton Community Ladies. Little fun fact there. But I think we should move on. But yes, the goal star. I also want to mention, for the listeners out there, if you want to watch some more games, there has been some fixture changes which have now been announced. The Oxford United game is now on the February the 6th at home. Then Chichester and Selsey is on the 10th of April. Cardiff is away, is the 24th of April. And then Pompey has been moved to the end of May, or the beginning of May, the final game of the season. So the Southampton game is going to be a bit different now because there's going to be games after it. It's going to be now with three more games. So before, Southampton was going to be the crucial last game of the season. But of course, the fixtures change. Blue... It feels a bit different now, doesn't it? End of the season.
Yeah, I think the game will still be massive. Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of nice to have that at the end of the season, last game. It could have been a decider. It might have already been sealed by then, but you don't know. So yeah, but we'll deal with whatever is thrown at us. But I think one that sticks out is Cardiff away. I'm not sure I'll be going to that. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that is going to be a long trek.
Yeah, well, we've got Newcastle. Why are you doing that?
Yes, true. Very true.
So that's further because, yeah, it's a long way up north there, but it should be good. But Pesky, it has been a pleasure to have you on the Track the Gales Talk podcast. How's it been? You going to come back one day, hopefully?
Maybe. No, I'm joking. Yeah, of course.
That's really
well. Yeah, I'll come back.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. I'm sure all the listeners have enjoyed hearing your update on your injury and you just as a whole. It's been great to have you on. Blue, I'll let you take over and do the outro, please.
Thanks everyone for listening. I hope you've enjoyed us chatting along, and we'll see you next week.
From true crime to football, Brexit to Pokeville. For more great podcasts from Archon, head to audioboom.com/channel/Archon.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.